You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WHYY. Good morning. It's 7:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. 1 year ago, comedian Bill Cosby was arrested on charges of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant, a woman he met 14 years ago through his past affiliation with Temple University. The alleged assault occurred in 2004. Today, Cosby makes an appearance in Montgomery County Court in Norristown for a pretrial hearing. Prosecutors will try to steer the case from a he said, she said saga toward another narrative, one that involves a pattern of sexual deviance. WHYY's Laura Benshoff joins me. She's covering the Cosby case. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Laura, there are now 13 women who've come forward since Andrea Constant told her story of being drugged and sexually assaulted in Bill Cosby's Cheltenham mansion years ago. Prosecutors want to be able to call these women as witnesses in the entertainer's sex assault trial this spring. What do these women say happened to them? And I will note that their allegations stem from events between 1964 and the 1990s.
That's right. These cases span a long period of time. And I should say there were more than 50 women who came forward in the last year since a deposition that Bill Cosby gave in a civil case in which he talked about buying Quaaludes and giving them to women before having sex with them. When that became public and when this case reopened, many, many women came forward who had never spoken before. Prosecutors have selected 13 of their stories as ones they'd like to admit as evidence. And in each case, they sort of draw out a kind of similar pattern of events. Cosby, in each case, allegedly gave them a pill or a drink that they believe was drugged that made them unable to stay conscious or unable to react. And then they say he sexually assaulted them.
What's known about these accusers?
In general, a lot of them were aspiring actresses or models. Some were waitresses. Some were women he worked with. In some of the cases, he had sort of a longer-term mentoring relationship with the women. Then in some cases, he only interacted with them for one day.
Laura, Pennsylvania law allows testimony about so-called prior bad acts if they spell out a pattern of behavior by a defendant. Tell us about that a little bit.
So you kind of have to thread a needle. It has to be the right kind of prior bad act. Certain things have to be apparent, such as intent. Prior bad acts have to have been premeditated. And what the defense attorneys are going to say is that they don't pass this test, that they're too old, that these women's stories are now vague, you know, in some cases 40 years have passed, and they're going to say that it doesn't quite fit that model under Pennsylvania law. That's what's up for debate.
And how might determining an established pattern of sexual assault change the Constant case?
Well, it would definitely add weight to the prosecution's case, but on the flip side, the defense is saying that it could unfairly bias a jury against their client and then effectively just defame his character in a way they're saying is not in compliance with the law.
And we want to be sure that we're clear, the 13 have not sued Cosby.
No, their stories sort of remain allegations. We don't, in many cases, have a way of actually backing them up, and that's part of the defense's arguments for keeping them out.
The Cosby trial is set for June 5th. WHYY's Laura Benshoff, you'll be in court today. Thank you for your time, and we'll be listening for your stories.
Thanks so much, Jennifer.